Radio Christian Voice News, The Global Link.
Government underscores transparency in the Sinometos accident. Zanamaka raises concern over rising dominance of foreign traders. And shock as Kenyan lawyer killed in drive-by shooting in Nairobi. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, has dismissed reports suggesting that government has not been truthful about the extent of the pollution incident involving Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited on the Copperboard Province. Mr. Nzovu clarified that records indicate that 51,800 cubic liters of acid waste were released into the Chambashi stream, contrary to the 1.5 million cubic liters being speculated. Mr. Nzovu emphasized that the tailings dam at the company's facilities are visible structures which no one can hide, urging stakeholders to report accurately on such a sensitive matter. The minister further stressed that there is no government cover-up, noting that the call for expressions of interest issued on July 10, 2025 was openly shared with diplomatic partners through established channels. Mr. Nzovu has since reaffirmed the government's commitment to accountability and transparency in the ongoing cleanup exercise being undertaken by Sinometals in Kitwe that will be informed by a detailed environmental impact assessment to be conducted by an independent consultant who will determine the full extent of the pollution. He said that should the current efforts prove unsatisfactory, the company will be directed to undertake additional cleanup works. Mr. Nzovu also highlighted that both the assessment and the subsequent cleanup will be subjected to an environmental audit to confirm compliance and effectiveness. Meanwhile, the minister reassured the public that the water supply to households in Kitwe remains safe for consumption. He said Inkana Water Supply and Sanitation Company has intensified monitoring to ensure compliance with drinking water standards. Independent tests conducted by Alfred H. Knight Laboratories have also confirmed that the water meets the specifications of the Zambia Bureau Standard ZABS and the World Health Organization WHO, said Mr. Nzovu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Nalolo Member of Parliament Imanga Wamunyima has criticized the Food Reserve Agency FRA for focusing on maize exports instead of fulfilling its core mandate of managing strategic food reserves. Mr. Wamunyima said the agency's preoccupation with export plans has contributed to operational challenges such as inadequate grain bags at depots and delays in paying farmers. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, the lawmaker argued that if FRA remained committed to its primary role of maintaining national food security, many of the difficulties currently faced by farmers will not arise. Now all the agency thinks about is exports instead of ensuring that farmers' needs are addressed and national food security is achieved, said Mr. Wamunyima. He stressed that FRA should leave their business of exports to the private sector and concentrate on safeguarding the country's food security by supporting farmers and maintaining sufficient reserves
in the modus operandi of FRA. Because first of all, the intention of FRA when it was set up in the UNIP government was for Zambia to be food secure. So that when the normal trading happens, it's a reserve agency, isn't it? Mm. Food reserve. It was not meant to be a food marketing agency. And in the UNIP days, I read, we had Nambot, we had Comaco. Mm. FRA cannot be in food reserve, they cannot be in marketing. Mm. Then they lose their core business. So,
the Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, Zanamaka, has expressed concern over the growing presence of foreign traders in the country, warning that the trend is threatening the survival of local businesses. Zanamaka president and founder Mopila Kamea said the influx of foreign traders has resulted in monopolization of both the wholesale and retail sectors, leaving many Zambian traders struggling to compete. This monopolization not only stifles competition, but also impedes the growth and sustainability of local entrepreneurs, which are crucial for job creation and economic stability in the communities, said Mr. Kamea in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He cautioned that if the situation is left unchecked, it could lead to increased unemployment, reduced local production, and a negative impact on national development. While acknowledging the importance of foreign investment, Mr. Kamea stressed that Zanamaka is calling for an equitable sharing of business opportunities to ensure both local and foreign traders thrive fairly on the market. Mr. Kamea has therefore urged the government to introduce policies that safeguard small traders, foster healthy competition, and encourage local entrepreneurship.
It is essential to clarify, we do not oppose foreign trade. We recognize its value. However, we advocate for an equitable sharing of business opportunities that allows all players, both local and foreign, to thrive. Every trader deserves a fair chance to contribute to the economy without facing the overwhelming pressure of monopolistic practices. We urgently call upon the working government of President Hakainde Hichilema to implement measures that ensure a balanced business environment.
Newly launched Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza has urged opposition political parties to provide checks and balances to government instead of focusing what he termed as small and petty politics. Speaking at the party's official launch in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwanza, who is also former Patriotic Front PF media director, emphasized that the DPP aims to cultivate a new generation of visionary leadership who will inspire the nation with hope and direction. He stressed that the party's primary objective is to prioritize the needs of the people by addressing the various challenges facing the country. Mr. Mwanza also urged the media to focus on reporting stories that are impactful and relevant to the lives of Zambians, rather than chasing social media trends simply to boost audience numbers. Outlining his manifesto, Mr. Mwanza said if voted into power, his government will ensure that ZESCO gives a priority to domestic electricity supply before exporting power to countries in a bid to tackle the persistent load shedding affecting Zambians. DPP's immediate call is for ZESCO to renegotiate its contracts with other countries and suspend power exports until local demand is fully met, said Mr. Mwanza. Mining, Mr. Mwanza said all the mines will restructure and his government will ensure that Zambians own the operations of mines as it is one of the backbone of the country's economy. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwanza raised concerns over the state of democracy under the European leader undermining democratic principles.
We are ushering in a new generation of leaders, of entrepreneurs, that will see each other as Zambians, that will embrace each other as Zambians, that will have nothing to do with petty divisions of where you come from. We in the opposition must provide alternative policies. We in the opposition must not be afraid to speak. Democracy under the UPND is under massive threat. Seditious charges, cybercrime, these are laws that have been used to silence the opposition.
We now join Chela Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on One Radio Station. Midweek update for you on the business side. Asia goes straight into currency market. India, 88.1, 17.56 African rand, which is very strong, 1.16 euro. Though lingering between 1.16 and 1.17 is dodgy, 1.35, that is the pound. That will not Qatar, 3.64 across Qatar because Israel strike on Hamas in Qatar, Doha. Okay, it's a 3.64. Copper prices on a 9924 nickel 1500, and we can have Brent crude on a 66.91, jet fuel 63.12, gold lava 3566 an ounce, and I'm looking at a 7.1 7112, that is the copper price, and I'm looking at price for wheat international market 521 5419, that is corn. I'm looking at soybeans on $10.27 a ton, and those interested in stock markets are seeing the stock exchange at 451 and Dow Jones 45692 and 92.77. Now, he's taking the preamble now, and I'm looking at Zappi shares as well, too active as well on as of yesterday. People quite just losing some ground in 25, and that's looking to you just like